Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. Well, you know, I was walking, my arms full of what I carried. And I was walking, nevertheless, a familiar path, thinking my footing was sure, in spite of knowing the extent to which there was so much left in my way. I stared at it, incredulous that somehow my foot got caught up in it. Stuff in the way. Old stuff, not all mine, but stuff I had nevertheless been hoping to clear from the path for far too long. Stunned, I began to trip, or rather, I was definitely tripped, but managed to catch myself, retaining balance, neither body nor load hitting the floor. As my brain kicked in before any conscious ability, the foot that got caught released, but the shin had slammed into heavy, solid pecan, catching a corner that, in slow effect, jammed into other boards stacked beside it. And as I maintained, the shin carried it all, moving forward the boards in a strange sort of sluggish severity, the caught corner digging into and up my shin as the shock and flow of searing pain combined, while the leg held, pushing everything forward, taking it up in order not to buckle. These were the lessons carrying me. Balancing poses have you hold there, the leg in mid-air, the other firmly planted. Earth, foot to root, hold, hold. It seemed miraculous, actually, that I didn't fall or even drop what was in my arms, dear to me. Then again, no miracle, I thought, but perhaps just years of yoga, teaching me to hold the pose, to balance, hold, and breathe. I cried out, of course, hopping forward, stabilizing, my leg pushing into those boards I dragged with me. Agony. Agony. The shin, the bone. Released, I limped toward the desk and managed to set down what I carried. The surge of adrenaline had kicked in as blood pooled to the skin's surface and a hematoma the size of a large lemon formed. I braced, barely able to walk. I got upstairs, got the ice pack, the effects of adrenaline driving my notoriously low blood pressure into a fainter's plummet. Breathe. Bend. Head low. Get the swelling down. Don't allow swell. I sat with the ice 10 minutes, and time slowed to detailing the wound. Walk to the bathroom, 1 ibuprofen, antibiotic ointment, large bandage, tend to the wound, tend to the wound, watch that swelling, don't faint, breathe, bend, head low. Later, there will be a bruise barely visible, but the damage inside will be evident. When I walk, when the pant leg brushes into the shin, when the dog sniffs at the bandage, pain indescribable, and I am stunned. To be so careful in so many ways, only to end by having the moment of aperture call my name. But that is the way of being blindsided. It is the way of the thing present, the thing I didn't see because It had been only superficially dealt with, the stuff of some other space, long ago dismantled. But far from gone, far from being safely out of the way, which rendered it securely as the thing destined in one most unsuspecting moment to come for me, even when I thought I had secured my path from it. It would fall into me, hold me momentarily, bruise me deeply as I screamed my agony, ultimately saved from the profound, most injurious damage only by my balance. So, my friends, I got lucky. I am lucky that I have been practicing my balancing poses. Lucky that in the immediate emergency of seconds, I didn't even have to think about breath or equilibrium. I just did it, taking the hit hard, faltering, correcting, and limping away. A new awareness confirmed in my knowing that nothing of me was permanently damaged. Wounded, yes, but I am up and about, walking and breathing, holding to my affirmations in the composure of the newly assessed day that teaches the dangers of untended things put in one's path. Things in service to merely threaten one's stability and obscure the clarity of the way. I thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.